Oh, Barry Manilow, looks like we made it. 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave, playing the music that you grew up with. Joining us here in the studio, we have Christine Loesch, who is the director of the Ripon Senior Activity Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready for our national days for this,
date? I love them.
All right. Well, that sounded enthusiastic.
Yeah, I love it. I really do.
All right. So today we are celebrating Earth Day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many we've done now since 1970 anyway.
Wow.
So that'd be 54, 55. Also Girl Scout Leaders Day.
Oh, well, I was a Girl Scout, so.
Got to keep them in line when they're selling those cookies.
Yes.
You know? It's also Jelly Bean Day today.
Oh, that's good.
Do you like jelly beans?
I love jelly beans.
Okay. All right. And Passover begins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So Easter was this past month, and now Passover begins. But anyway, what do you got going on at the center these days?
So today we have Stock Box, which is a food program for individual 60 and up. And if anybody doesn't know about it and needs a food box, they can give me a call at the center today. And then we have a memory screening on Wednesday. So any time during the day, you can come down and get your memory screen, completely private and confidential. You're in a separate room. Nobody keeps records or anything like that if you're worried about that. Or even if you just have questions, there's a professional there who can help you with questions about memory and stuff. And then on Thursday, we're starting a local history series. So we have Joel Schultz is going to come in and talk about his father and uncle's trucking company that used to ship Rippin' Good cookies to California. So it's pretty interesting. you have to definitely be registered ahead of time because it's a lunch and you need to be registered by tomorrow for that. And then on Friday, we're actually closed. The building is closed, but we still have some activities going on. The water aerobics goes on. Our book club is going to meet at 11:30 in the library. So, and also the association is having a brat fry at Webster's. So there's just a couple of activities still going on, even though we're closed.
So the brat fry is on
Friday.
Yep. It is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And that's the association, which is kind of our friends group.
Sure. So. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I have to remember to pick up some brats at Webster's, I guess.
Yes.
But in any event. Yeah. Now, the Stock Box program, for those that don't know what it is, basically you get a box of food.
Right. It's shelf-stable foods
right.
to help supplement anything that, you know, just to help out with individuals who kind of things are tight and stuff like that.
So
it's got pastas and canned things and different. It's, a variety of things that kind of changes out a little bit. And as it gets warmer, we start to get some produce and that kind of thing donated.
Yeah, it's a nice little program.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's once a month. And anybody 60 and over can qualify.
So. All right. Anything else?
Well, we do have another lunch and learn next Monday, and you need to be registered for that on the 25th. So just give us a call over at the center, 920-471-1636. And we'll sign you up.
What are they going to learn about next week?
So next week we're actually, it's a hearing. From Tailored Hearing. She's going to come and do a presentation. And then there's also a free hearing screening. We have 3 slots still left, so people can sign up for that as well.
Very good.
So, yep.
Well, Christine, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is Christine Loesch, who is the director of the Ripon Senior Activity Center. We appreciate her joining us this morning.